are you concerned about protecting that brand new pretty sled that you just got? Here's the solution. Use SledSyn24 for a 15% off discount code on some Backwoods bumpers, the industry leader in performance protection.
Cool. Well, SledSyn listeners, welcome back to the next episode of the SledSyn podcast. We are back at Morrill County Grain Growers here in Lexington, Oregon, our local dealership and one of our sponsors, big advocate for the podcast. We've got the go-to guy for all things Polaris. We've got Justin Bailey back on the show.
Go-to guy, huh?
Yeah. Nice. We were just talking, I think you're... first and your last episode was, I think you were number 9 on season 1. Right. So it's been a little while since we've had you on.
It's been a while.
And we've got one of our athletes, Kobe, back with us. And then Kobe's father, we've got Cliff on with us. Be sure to check out the previous episode. That's the introduction to Cliff. Pretty good episode. Some good stories. Oh, that was a good time. In this episode, snow check is currently still going on. Snow check ends March 27th.
March 27th, yeah, that's correct.
Yep, so we wanted to kind of take this episode and talk all things model year 2025. Justin, you went down to Dallas for the release.
I did. Got to spend 2 days down there. Nice and hot.
Yeah, yep.
How hot was it hot?
It got 84 the first day, I think 86 the next. Yeah. Talk about
you was sweating.
30 degrees here to 84, 86 degrees in Dallas.
I know about it.
Yeah. We're about that heat stroke just hit here, though. It's pretty warm today.
It's 70. It just hit here.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't even know. My truck on the way here said 77, but
wow.
I don't know.
We were 66 to 67 at home there when I left coming here.
Yeah, it's pretty warm.
Very sunny.
It's nice to, I don't know, get some stuff done around the house, do some honeydews. I've been snowmobiling every weekend, so it was nice to stay home for a second. I'm not a fan of it necessarily, but of the heat in general. But
you and me both. Anyways, I don't like heat either.
I'd rather be cold than
my face. Still don't like my face chair. Turns red all the time.
Scaring the sugar out of me.
Yeah, I know. I just did.
It'll stop.
I know, but I just
the cylinder's had a
panic
only so long.
Attack.
It'll, God, it'll quit. You could probably lock it, maybe.
It's like a heart reset.
Anyways, we wanted to talk about the new sleds that just came out. I was fortunate enough to spend a day riding them towards the end of February. And Cliff, we want your perspective, too. Like in the previous episode, you've snow-checked almost every year since...
Forever.
Yeah. So you've definitely seen evolutions, good and bad, through the years with Polaris. And so we're going to kind of touch on your thoughts of this year's stuff. Obviously, it's already out and whatnot, so people kind of get the gist of stuff. But I do also want to say that I was talking to Jeff on the way here, and Jeff and I decided to do a little I don't know if we want to call it a SledSyn giveaway, but just kind of a give back, I guess. Kind of promoting, you know, Morrill County Grain Growers and our local dealership here and all the things that they've done for us. I don't know. How should I word this? We want to give Cody's like, don't look at me. A little bit of an incentive for you guys to, you know, snow check through Morrill County, through Justin.
I know what you're talking about.
your phone number and stuff is in the description of the episode.
What
are
we talking about?
For you guys that want to, you know, snow check through Morrill County Grain Growers, if you send anybody on the SledSyn team a screenshot of like a confirmation page or something that you snow check through Morrill County, SledSyn will personally send you guys a hat of your choice. So any of our hats or beanies, whichever, any of the hoodies and any one of our t-shirts, we'll send it out to you guys at no cost.
Get decked out.
Yeah. So just like a little SledSyn care package.
Want a pair of Jeff's shoes too, out of his collection.
Jeff's shoes. that's random.
Yep. That's part of it.
And so, I mean, part of that is a shameless plug. I mean, this is our first year being sponsored by Morro County, and you guys have bent over backwards for us this season. But Justin, specifically, you have every year that I've been buying sleds prior to being sponsored. So I would say this regardless of the sponsorship level. I just snow checked a 2025. So that'll be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It'll be 6 sleds so far.
Yeah. 25 would be number 6.
Yeah, because I bought the two 800s and then the 21 that I modded out and then the 9 and the boost this year.
Yeah.
And then a new 25. New 25.
What did you snow check? You've already did one?
Yep.
What'd you get?
Yep. So I did pretty much the exact same thing as my 24. So it's a 25 Chaos Boost 155. But the only thing I changed was I went ahead and got the 325 track.
Oh, you did?
Yep. But I'm going to keep mine under 50 miles an hour.
I'd recommend it.
So, yeah, I want to try it out. I mean, I didn't even, which this season's kind of, I don't know. We've done a lot of cool stuff this season, but the snow just has not played into our favor. But I didn't even jump on your sled at all to try the track out. I mean, you and I have the identical same sled except for the track difference. But I didn't try it out. But anyways, I just said, heck with it. I want to try it out. So, because originally I did the 275, and then I texted you. I was right. Like, hey, I submitted it as a 275, but let's go with the 325. So, Justin, let's talk a little bit about your experience in Dallas, and then I'll talk a little bit about my experience riding them, and then we can dive into some more details and stuff. So,
okay. So it's always pretty cool going down these dealer shows down for snow show. You get down there, it's a different atmosphere. Everybody's pretty tight-lipped. You're waiting for the reveal.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice sometimes to get a travel day. Go down there.
Yeah.
You're seated for the reveal. The reveal takes about an hour. And then they open up the big showroom. And a description doesn't really do it justice.
Okay.
You have to go down to one of these shows and see how big the showroom truly is.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got every sled down there, every color, you name it. The last 3 years, I think I've sent Cliff pictures of colors as soon as they hit the floor. Oh,
yeah. I remember back, even... Go back when we had the dealership, I went to a couple of the shows.
Did you?
Okay. It's they put quite a show on, don't they?
It's an experience.
It is. I mean, this is a big show. It's with the time I went, it wasn't actually, I went on a, I'm sorry, I'm off script a little bit here, but I went to, I think it was on the Rangers and the four-wheelers once.
Okay.
Me and Scott went.
Okay.
And they bring out the race car, they sponsored the race car. Who was it? I can't remember that they sponsored, Player sponsored him. For like NASCAR? Yes. Here he comes in on the stage with the race car.
Oh, really?
Revving it up, and the thing is popping, and he gets out, and the people just roar.
Oh, that's cool.
And I mean, it was like, wow. And they do get your attention. People are going crazy, and it's exciting. It really is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So pretty cool stuff that you get to go do that.
Yeah. And the entertainment they bring at those shows is pretty good. I mean, one of the bigger ORV shows I went to, we had Chris Young. Cole Swindell come in.
Oh, yeah.
Do entertainment down there. It was pretty cool.
I can imagine it's pretty cool. Even their online videos are pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like a fun time.
Yeah.
Cool experience. Yeah.
When we played the one in the pickup, that was just cool watching that over the phone, listening to the speakers, you know. And I guarantee in person you'd be like, oh, man.
Yeah. We need to figure out how Sledson can go with you next time.
All right.
I liked how they.
I'm down.
I liked how they switched. I think they switched anyways. They did mountain sleds before the trail sleds this year.
Yes,
they did. Yeah, I love that because I remember last year and previous year, haven't we? We've always heard that. Remember when we had COVID?
COVID.
They made us sit through the Voyagers and then the deals, and then Levi LaValle came out. Then he did all the. Remember when the boosts were just coming out?
Yeah.
So they had to do all the trail sleds,
and that was the exciting deal. We had to wait until the last. We had to wait until the last minute to see what the boost was.
Finally, it comes out.
Last 30 seconds.
Yeah. And they go boom. Patriot boost.
Yep.
And everybody thought it was great, and they hid that it was small warranty, and then they,
Still small warranty.
Yeah.
I thought they, can you buy extended warranty for a boost?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Gotcha.
And they're still doing the $1,500 if ship it doesn't guarantee. Yeah, they're still doing that again this year.
By November 30th.
Okay, same date. Okay.
Nice. What was your favorite part about the whole snow show, I guess? Or what are some of your favorite parts? Do they wine and dine you, or are you in charge of food?
Besides
or?
All the drinking, what was your favorite part?
That was a lot of it, Cliff. Food's always good. It's a good time down there.
They wine and dine you, or you go out and eat?
Yeah, they wine and dine you there. Nice. You got a buffet area set up for all dealers.
Good food?
Yeah. You're going to meet all sorts of professional riders down there. It's also a good chance to get together with other dealers.
Mm-hmm.
Talk shop, talk strategy. Yes, a little bit.
Did you go by yourself, or did Ralph go with you?
Ralph,
he did go?
Yeah, Ralph Glock, our parts manager,
went okay.
with me this year. The one thing I do like probably the best about the showroom, though, is you can go up and you can touch whatever you want to on the sled. You can pull the side panels off. You can pull the hood off to really kind of get a good look at what's new, how they modified a couple things. You'll see the new rail caps system on the 25s.
Should have never done away with that, should have they?
Nope.
I mean, a lot of people had issues throwing Hi-Fax and stuff.
I did.
It was a scramble trying to figure out how to fix your Hi-Fax.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To get them. Couldn't get them.
Yeah.
Backward. Yep. I see the new headlight, the new throttle assembly. That's going to be big.
They've been working on that for a few years, I think. They started in 21, I think, working on that whole new system.
Yeah. Another thing, too, about the reveal, I'm interested to see how this new RMK SP is really going to work out in both the 650 and the 850.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got people like Cliff talking how bad prices are getting, which they are, but it's not sleds only. It's everything.
Yeah.
It's the economy we're in.
Yeah.
This new sled should really give people a chance to get into the ground floor, get their feet wet, and say, okay, then I'm going to jump to the boost, maybe.
Yep.
That and really screw our sled market up.
It could. I might the used market this year.
Yeah.
It's been terrible anyway.
Yep.
Yeah, I just hope that, you know, I mean, other than the fact of you're not going to get the mountain sled to it, but if somebody that just wants to get into snowmobiling, like you're saying, like, why would you buy the $17,000 to $18,000 boost sled? You know, that's used. Why would you? Why wouldn't you just go buy a new one? So, I don't know. How many times back in the day did you have, like, modded out? Did you see a lot of, like, oh, well, this is all we got for sleds, so you buy the hot rod sled at that time, or?
Well, I've been through it quite a bit.
Because there's so many options now.
I've seen it both ways. I've seen this cycle before. I mean, it comes and goes.
Mm-hmm.
Few years ago, you couldn't find a sled. You're giving all kinds of money for them. We had two or three really good snow years, if I remember right.
Yeah.
Wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
I can go way back when I did the other deal with you guys. I was talking about my original Gene Orwick that owned that business.
Yeah.
I remember back then he went through the same type. You know, God, what am I going to do with all these sleds? I took too many used ones.
Yeah.
Going to haul them to an auction. Going to do something swap meet.
Yeah.
They clean out. I think it rotates. It's a little flooded right now. It might be tough. It's going to be a little tough.
Yeah.
When I took over in January of 2019 doing sales here, I mean, we had sleds that were 5 years old up still in crates that are brand new.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes time to clear them out. Cliff was saying. It has an ebb and flow to it.
Hey, what's up, guys? I want to take a quick second to introduce another one of this year's sponsors. We have RSI. So the handlebar setup on your sled is arguably probably one of the most important components on your whole setup. So definitely check out their site. They've got a ton of different products, and use SledSyn24 at checkout for a discount.
Hopefully, if time kind of this year was not great, I think the whole country knows it.
Yeah.
But we could have a great one next year, and it could revolve the whole cycle again. Yeah.
Flush it.
Yeah. Let's hope it does.
Yeah.
You don't want two or three bad ones in a row. That's where then it's ugly.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets really bad.
That's where players need to help, I guess, is how you'd say that. I don't know if they do. Yeah. But
well, they're at
that's
the
a
show,
tough one.
They're at the show, too. They came out and told us dealers, hey, we're going to back off on the amount of inventory we push on you, which.
That'd be good.
It's the first time I've ever seen that happen.
At least they said it anyway, I suppose.
Order numbers lower than it was. So I'll take what I can get.
Yeah.
No, but the other big takeaway from the show. Jump back to that.
Yeah.
These 25s are 7 pounds lighter.
Mm-hmm.
It's significant amount to take off these new mountain sleds. Yeah. So.
7 pounds lighter without sacrificing any durability.
Right.
Some items are even stronger.
Yeah, some are lighter but stronger. Yeah. Like the
Did they say where they're bringing the light? Yeah. Where's the lightness? Is it the hood?
The hoods are heavy. It's actually out of the footwell, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. So the headlight was, it's saving 2 pounds there, yep. Which obviously that's a huge chunk out of the seven. The drive shaft is now steel. So that saved a little bit, not a ton, but a little bit, but it's stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Lightweight. The lightweight running boards.
Like having a kid on the show.
What? A little spider there crawling across the floor.
Don't put it next to me. I don't like those things. Stop, dude.
What'd you say about the drive shaft?
Oh, just that it's steel, and it's lighter and stronger. Lightweight running boards. They've got the lightweight seat now.
It's also an inch lower as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Quite a few updates and changes as we're looking at a 21. I don't know why we keep looking back. And,
Yeah, these 25s are sick. Yeah. Look at this thing. You guys that are listening, you guys should see this thing.
But, yeah, I think I think I was most stoked on the new whole new throttle body.
Yeah.
New flipper, new coated, new cable, new, and now it's coated. Because I mean, we all know Polaris cruise control, right? Like all my sleds, I would get an aftermarket throttle block,
right?
So that I didn't have the snow and the ice and stuff build up. And so it's nice that, I mean, that's one less aftermarket part I have to buy now, I guess, which is nice.
Look like their colors got a little bit better, I think.
You're just happy you got a red back.
Well, now that, you got to make me snow check one, though.
That red and gray with the black looks really, really good.
Yeah, they kind of got us bad last year on the red, if you're a red fan. A lot of people like red.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah, it's Bailey. A lot of people like red.
I got a lot of control on that one.
Well, I think it's, I mean, I don't even really know, but it's interesting how they split the pro and the chaos colors.
Yeah.
Because I think there was a couple that were
they looked red awesome
that you really
year.
Liked, but they were a pro.
But I couldn't, get in a boost. I couldn't get in a boost last year.
In a, yeah.
No, it was in a chaos.
Chaos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could get them, but you just had to either have a pro or a chaos. The colors vary between pro and chaos tremendously.
But every single red accessory we could last year on your black sled.
Which I think is...
Every one of them.
I think it's kind of, you know, unreal that we're paying $22,000 for a sled and we can't customize the freaking colors on them. I mean... You'd think you'd at least be able to switch like the sticker way or the whatever. All it's saying is pro and chaos versus it, you know?
Right.
Maybe someday.
Yeah. Also just that does take time in the production process too.
True, but like what about like the rails and stuff? I guess like different colored rails. How come you can't have like red rails
just,
on the one?
Not just four or five choices.
Mm-hmm. Because when you get like the black and white, it's like, oh, you don't get bright blue or bright orange. You only get gray, black, or the one color. But maybe sometime.
Yeah.
In time.
Well, you do kind of remember too, though. We're looking at just a very few sleds because that's what we're riding.
Right.
And they have how many? Jesus, what's their lineup of sleds? 30 different brands or something, or not brands, but 30 different models.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah. So how
models and sub models.
That's crazy to have to produce all that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a lot.
We're more of the mountain guys over here. Ike's going to say that you get in the flatlanders and you got a whole nother market and you got your work, use market.
Yep. Yeah. It was nice that they trimmed a little bit of fat off the name.
Right.
Meaning now all the nines and the boosts are
automatically slash.
So you no longer have to say this slash or non-slash, you know. So it's one less word that you have to say when you're
rambling it off.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so I'll touch a little bit on getting to ride them. I spent a day with the ambassador group getting to ride them. So there was, they had 20 of us ambassadors, and there was like 10 for the trail stuff and then 10 for the mountain stuff. And so started off the day, like obviously they had all of the sleds lined up and they took us through. So Nels, the guy that does like their the Sled Tech videos for Polaris. He took us through every single sled and walked us through all the updates and whatnot and stuff. So, but obviously I was in the mountain segment, so I didn't get to spend any time riding the trail stuff.
Shoot.
Yeah, which is fine. And then, yeah, we jumped on the sleds and took off for the day. And we just rotated. I mean, they had pretty much all different variations of the mountain stuff. And we just hopped around on different sleds and whatever. So I rode a variety of
Do you have a favorite over the day or?
I spent a decent amount of time on a 155. Yeah, I guess the only difference was I spent most of my time was on a 155 Chaos Boost. Yeah, that was the majority of the time. But it was cool to, I mean, the whole experience overall, I won't get too much into it, but it was a pretty cool experience, to be a part of that. But yeah, I mean, I was pretty impressed with the long list of updates. Like there was a lot of talk and rumors of like, 9R boost and whatnot and stuff. Like obviously there wasn't anything crazy like that. But it was really, really cool to, and I said this while I was there, like, there was a lot of things that they made changes to or provided solutions for that people have expressed have been an issue for some time. So it was cool to see, you know, Polaris is, and I was talking to one of the engineers while I was there too, like they are very much tuned in with feedback from customers, good and bad. And so it was really cool to, you know, I mean, through the podcast and the amount of people that we talked to, problems arise and you get to talking about it and stuff. And so it was cool that there were so many of those problems that were solved, on 25, the rail caps and the throttle. And there was, you know, a lot of things that they provided solutions clutch. To. Yeah. The clutch that was
P22 clutch is getting a pretty big overhaul.
Yep. Was there anything, I know they've had some electrical problems, you know,
mm-hmm.
Was there anything more updates? Supposedly there was updates.
Yeah, there some was some harness up.
Kind of had the same stuff, problem again, it seems like.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll pull it up here.
I'm kind of back to the show a little bit, too. I didn't mention this, but one of the cool things about going to these shows, the engineers are on the floor, and they're right by these new sleds that you can sit there and you can take and ask them any question you can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had a customer when I was down there was having problems with his clutch bolt broke on his 9R.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down to the engineers, like, okay, I need the newest 25 part number that you've got. Because I'm not putting another one of these bad bolts in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, okay, give me 2 minutes. And looked it up. He said, here's your part number. Go order it.
Nice.
Like it was pretty exceptional.
Pretty sweet.
To go down and do that.
Yeah. That's awesome. They just help you out like that on the floor.
Yeah.
So one of the things regarding wire stuff, on the Patriot Boost, a new auxiliary injector harness. So updated and improved injector potting and premium wire, improved reliability, available in service winter of 2023-24.
Which we also got a team tip at the dealership too to be looking out for auxiliary harness stuff like that. So.
Is that wiring thing, you think, part of the kind of part of our fuel pump issues too? Going, isn't that part of it?
Could be.
Possibly.
I don't know for sure. I'm not gonna.
Because that's definitely been.
Because that's been an issue with the wiring and the fuel pump deal is really the only. Well,
something's up there.
So.
They're also.
Just curious on that.
Different spark plugs going forward too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hopefully that'll help some of these guys who are fouling plugs left and right.
Yeah, I see they put a little hotter plug in them.
Yeah.
Which guys,
yeah.
You can.
Hotter heat range for more consistent performance and resistance to fouling.
And for those guys running the 7S display, there's a stronger five position switch in there.
Mm hmm.
Toggle switch. So
yep.
Should be nice. I've seen quite a few of those broke off coming in here.
It sounds like they're going to start offering those as an accessory as well, 7S's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think they're like 1,600, I think. Like but, I mean, they had, I don't know if it's related to COVID stuff, but just inventory issues and whatnot. They couldn't offer it as an accessory. They will this year.
Last year at the show, they actually let us order one additional screen.
Oh, they did?
Install kit to put it in another sled.
Okay.
Well, I will say after riding with those with a group, pretty slick little deal.
The 7S?
Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I mean, saves a lot of time hunting for people. Just awareness of knowing where everybody's at. That's pretty nice.
Pretty dang nice to have those.
Yes. And the mapping. Handy. I mean, we ran into some fog, you know, that couple times, and we mapped our way in there, and by gosh, we had to go back out the same way. Couldn't see nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's neat that you have it. I mean, I've seen it for a long time without them, and you battle it. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Almost think it could be mandatory on sleds almost.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how many they're putting on now. Yeah. I think all Boost have them.
I think right? Boost, yeah.
The SP Boost probably doesn't come with it.
No, you can get it as an accessory.
Yeah.
On it.
Probably.
But yeah, the Boost, I'm pretty sure the Boost have to have the 7S. Yeah.
Well, and I'm saying probably some places you won't need it, but like we're going in the backcountry and stuff with those sleds. Mm-hmm. They're pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, they're handy. And they came out with the update for it so that you can be on your map, mm-hmm. but in the bottom left and the bottom right, you can custom pick what you want to see. So you don't have to switch different gauges. So
we did that on mine, that's really good.
Yeah.
Because you still have it. Before, you couldn't do that, so you had to go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I think my 22, I couldn't do that.
Yeah. Well, we tried on Scott's, and we couldn't get it.
Scott's, and then...
Because I think his would have to plug into it, I think. Mm-hmm. Because some of them you had to plug in, some of them just kind of had it.
Right.
Remember we had that little chat. But it was nice because, I mean, like you always have your temperature real small in the bottom left. But it was nice, like, if you were kind of going slower and you wanted to still be able to see people on the map, you could still see in big your temperature in an area where you were concerned about it. It was a lot easier to be able to see it. So I run the temperature and then RPMs. But it's all right there on the map screen, which is nice.
That's what I end up doing, and just running my map all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, because you can see those other
two. So nice for navigating.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping track of people.
Yep.
Well, it's a matter of time until all the sleds can hopefully track each other. I hope.
Yep. Yeah.
Because we spent a lot of time looking for.
You guys said when you rode up there in Wyoming, you couldn't match up with the Ski-Doos. Is that right?
No, you can't. No, they're not compatible.
But do they have their own deal? They have a mapping deal.
I think on the 25s, I think they.
I think Ski-Doo has a map. I don't know.
It's odd that they don't hook.
Well, they have a map. I don't know if they have the, what do they call it? The Rider Connect or something.
Ride Command type deal.
Group Ride. The Group Ride
Demand. What is that called?
Ride Command.
Yeah, or something.
Yeah.
Also Group Ride, but yeah.
Yeah. I think I would hope that it is in the works to be able to have, regardless of OEM. I mean, because it's a safety thing, right?
It is a safety
thing. So regardless of what, you know, brand of sled you're on, you need to be able to... I mean, you can buy the... What's your dad have? It's the Voyager Pro, the Trail Tech Voyager Pro. That he has on his 19 axis, and he can link to the 7S's, and we can see him. A Ski-Doo guy could get that if he wanted to be able to see us. But
yeah,
there was a couple times when we were in Wyoming, and we had a couple Ski-Doos with us, and we got lost. We lost Gabe there for a while.
That's what he was talking about.
It was almost like one of those things of like, dude, why, you know, we need to be able to, you know, you get so dependent on being able to see people, and then you. Are in a situation where you can't, so you don't have it.
Like it's starting to be like having your phone in the city. You ever been in the city, you know, and then have your phone die when you're navigating to the airport or something?
Oh,
it's like you just absolutely break down panic because as soon as that little phone GPS goes off, people can't hardly find their way off the freeway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, Kobe and Cliff, what was... your guys' kind of thoughts and around the release and some of the upgrades and changes that Polaris made this year?
I'm hoping some of the main ones are the electrical ones and fuel pump issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything else seems like it's little stuff make it better. Didn't have a lot of issues with it, but they did have a couple of a lot of guys in our area had a lot of troubles with a few of those, I'm going to say fuel pump, electrical problems.
Yeah.
The rest of them, you know, the caps and stuff were kind of an issue. Bought updated deal, fixed it.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff's all right. Electrical stuff and that, you're up a creek. You can't fix it yourself. You got to put it on a computer.
Yep.
Manually stuff, you know, if you break it, you can fix it. That stuff, it's got to go back to the dealer. So hopefully they get some of that straightened out.
Yeah.
Sounds like they're, I mean, I'm sure they're working on it.
Yeah, aware of it.
Yep.
For sure.
I think all good things. I don't think that players is going to really, at this point in the game, I don't think that anybody's going to make a fault really anymore. I don't know. There's just so much testing that goes into all the sleds. I don't think that anything that they're going to add to them is going to be bad. So I'm excited for the lighter headlight. I hope that makes a difference. Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be more wider, too, mm-hmm. like the path of the light versus like straight for trail. It's supposed to be a lot wider.
And it's still LED.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's halogen. So
that, that'll be pretty cool. The throttle block, that's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just like, you know, you can keep going on and on. The lower seat's going to help a little bit. The running board's going to help a little bit. All that type of stuff. Decent colors.
Mm.
Need to bring back my blue and lime squeeze, but it's all right. It's all right. Wrap it anyways.
You guys wrap them so that's, I guess,
exactly
not a huge thing.
Yeah.
Nope. That's basically it.
Just hope these updates get them back to where we don't have to come back to the shop.
Yeah.
Quite as much.
Yeah.
You're always going to have some problems. You got too much stuff out there, but like anything.
Yep.
I've been really lucky with mine, but.
We doesn't have been mean too. That
the next guy can't we have were. Trouble. So
yeah. So are you gonna snow check one or?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Always thinking about it.
Yeah,
would like to.
What would you do?
Same exact thing that I got. That's why it's kind of hard to snow check one. But
yeah,
I'm just gonna have to sell what I have and rebuild. Well, it depends exactly
if you got
what I have.
If you got a market for the ones we're riding and do it.
Yeah,
I don't want to collect too many of them. So.
Yeah, I would probably just sell mine and then buy a new boost if I do it. Don't know what color or anything, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably won't get away from the boost anymore.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I'll ride a 146 that's not boosted. I don't really like that 9R that much.
Uh-oh.
I've never really been a huge fan. I'm just a boost fan.
Well, once you get used to that power.
Yeah,
you cannot beat the turbo.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yeah,
and overall, the running part of those, they run good.
Just hauls butt up the mountain, man. You carry so much speed.
A little hard on your hands.
Roller
pulls on my hands a little hard.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Tyler with SledSend. Wanted to take a second of your guys' time and ask for your guys' support for what we're doing with the brand of SledSend. So if you guys are enjoying, you know, the podcast episodes with all the different guests, the tour videos and such, check out SledSend.com. We have a variety of different merch. Every order comes with air fresheners and stickers. And like I said, we appreciate your guys' support. We need it to continue to do this. And without further ado, let's get into the video.
I got a question for the dealership. Might help out a little bit. I'm just going to throw this in there. I know here they had a few, you know, you had your main mechanic kind of go down.
Yeah.
I'm just to help you guys out a little bit. I know there's some guys a little disgusted. It wasn't your guys' fault. The main Polaris guy slipped, fell, got hurt, got behind.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the other guy was had his hands full.
Yeah.
We've been one guy for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, hopefully. Just put it out there. People are listening. I mean, I hope they don't get too discouraged because I know there were some guys had to take them to different dealers.
Yeah.
Hopefully that doesn't wound you to death, I guess, on that.
Yeah.
So,
agreed.
And you can keep some business, you know, keep the business coming.
Yep.
So I always try to push it. It's local.
Same.
Well, I've found myself in there starting to work on some sleds now.
Well,
anybody's a snowmobile mechanic looking for a job, imagine they're
there
hiring.
You go.
Agreed. Give me a call.
Yeah. His number's in the description below.
Well, and I talked to some of your management. I mean, they got some stuff in the works here if it ever goes. Maybe a little bigger shop, a little bigger bays.
We need it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Between all the departments of the Polaris and your guys' ag stuff, they've kind of outgrown this. It's a big old shop, but they've outgrown it a little bit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, it's easy to do with the size of these tractors that are back there.
Yes. Yes. And all the equipment's getting bigger.
Yeah.
Well, that and sleds too. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Used to have little 121 tracks around here. Now you got 163s. Yeah. You got to try to track and store.
A little more room.
Yeah.
And then being all electronic stuff too. I mean, like that kind of comes back to where your dealer has to help you out on that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it gets to the point where as a dealer, the first thing you do when a sled comes in is, okay, let's hook it up to the computer.
You got to. Yeah. There ain't nothing. It's no different than buying a new pickup or something like that nowadays. You look, open it up and go, oh, take it to the dealership.
Yeah. Computer.
So, but that's the mercy of what we got. We've graduated into that. That's our future, right?
Yep. It's only going to get more.
So hopefully, hopefully John gets back, gets rolling.
Yeah, I talked to him a couple times this last week. He's getting better.
Yeah,
still stiff, and sore, which I can't blame him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but hopefully for next year, you know, we got some things. Maybe I don't know.
Hopefully, you want to come back to work?
Not really. Got enough stuff.
Uh-huh. Offer stands.
I know. I help out as much as I can.
Yeah. Jeff, you got anything? Being observant back there. Any topics?
Jeff, I never got to ride with you. What did you ride the demo?
Yeah. I was riding the other night.
Okay.
Yeah, I
like
that thing a lot.
Yeah.
I liked it.
He loved it until he got on my boost.
Yeah. I'm like,
that happens a little bit. Something about that power,
I
you just
want to give it back to
him.
The only reason why you did want yours back is because yours has the finger throttle on it. Not much of a thumb guy anymore.
Huh.
Cool. Yeah, I just don't have the muscle memory of using the thumb all the time.
Yeah.
So I tried out the finger throttle and I liked it. And so easy switch for me.
Yeah. Stuck.
Somebody that's rode for 20 years, so that's gonna be hard to
do. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you had not rode very long? A couple years, three
this
years?
This is his fourth season?
I probably got like 30 rides under my belt.
Okay.
So
you come into it a little,
yeah.
You didn't grow. Oh well. And these things are like riding dirt bikes a little bit now, the way their design are.
Yeah.
To me, compared to the old sleds.
Yeah.
That's what I explain to people nowadays. I said you set up on them, don't hurt your back.
Yeah.
Well,
he knows. You spent a little bit of time on one of your dad's mountain maxes, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, you know how it is then. Yeah. The old style.
Yeah.
A rough couch.
Yeah.
They were always hard on the backs.
Yeah. So. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's already been out and whatnot, so we don't need to go too deep in it. But
well, thank you guys. You've been pretty good to work with so far this year. So.
Oh, likewise.
It's been a pleasure, always.
Yep. Absolutely.
Keep it going.
Yep.
Where do you guys see the snowmobile industry going?
This gets brought up a lot.
Question that we ask everybody.
This gets brought up a lot on the podcast to different guests and stuff. And all the time.
I ask Cliff from time to time.
It's
I don't know if I've ever asked Justin, you know, face to face about it. So you guys think on that?
Well, my view of it is I've seen a lot of it. I've seen it. They cost a lot of money, but then you go like some of our local areas, it's kind of gotten a little smaller. But then we go to McCall. I never seen so many snowmobiles up there, and I mean, people are still doing it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I suppose a lot of those people doing the tours or whatever, the rental sleds.
Yeah,
if those people come, if some of those people come back and buy their own sleds, you know, that's a big area. It's well known for it, but there's still a lot of them out there.
Yeah,
they're producing a lot.
How many years have you been snowmobiling? Has anything ever really gone backwards?
No,
it's just going to go up.
Yeah. Probably does.
So what do you think it's going to?
I know
it's going up too.
I don't know where it's
going. You just full circled yourself there.
Well, I don't know. I don't know where it's going. It's going to keep going. That's what I think.
Every time I wonder what possibly could come new, I'm surprised every time.
Yeah.
And I've said that for a long time. What are they going to do next to make it better? And then all of a sudden, that's better.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, it happens every time. Like you've said, you get on this brand new 2024 Chaos Boost 165, and you're riding it through this up this bowl in McCall, and you're in your head like you just can't top this.
You can't,
especially somebody like you that has ridden so many different sleds
can't
for
get
such
no
a
better
long period
than this,
of time,
right?
And then, you know, 2-3 years from now, like, I mean, obviously the 25s didn't have a crazy you know, right. new chassis or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there might be in the next couple years here.
Oh, yeah.
Soon. It seems like every, what, like 5 years or so yeah. they change?
Well, it was 22. Yeah. They came out with the
Matrix. Yep.
And I think there was quite a bit of improvement over the other. Yeah. I don't know what they're going to do next, but I'm sure it will be something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is like my thought of things. Is I think, how do you, where's there a point where, like, can they really get that much better? And I know what you're saying, but, like, if you look at it, like, yeah, okay, you thought the vertical escapes were the bee's knees, but the vertical escape couldn't do anything close to what these sleds are doing.
Well, I understand
the sledding
that,
now is
but at that
so
time.
Much different. Hold on. It's so much different. Like, sooner or later, literally, Caleb Kersturkey is, like, and these guys are, they're defying, like, forms of gravity with these sleds, you know? So I'm like, where are they going to get that much better if you're already flipping them off the tops of mountains? You're already jumping them. You're already riding them on the tails the whole length of the mountain. You can already whip them. You can already do all that. I'm like, what? Like, other than hovering or something crazy.
That might be next.
Flying. Maybe, dude. You know what I mean?
In some kind of, like, capsule that guarantees you don't get
what
stuck.
What I'm saying is like, you've seen evolution from a sled that can't go anywhere in 4 feet to this thing can literally climb a mountain with 4 feet of snow, go to the top, turn it around on the top, jump around off a boulder, then turn around and huck it, you know, 120, 200 feet off it if you need to, and then go down and backflip it.
Well, and I understand that, and there's no that mountain. It we're already at the top.
That's what I'm
it's
saying.
It's not like, growing, so we're there.
That's where I'm at.
Besides just the fine-tuning, it's probably going to stay in this area, yes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't test any higher, really. Let's say go to
Everest.
The hell is it? Yeah, I was going to say, what the hell is that big mountain, Everest? I mean, other than I'm maybe climbing rocks or different, I don't know. Like, what are they going to get
probably,
into?
They'll change the looks or the view of them or a
I mean, you're just,
or
you're just going to – I think they're going to push the envelope as far as they can on horsepower and lightweight.
Yep.
I mean, they're just going to take that, you know, I mean, it's been brought up like, you know, full carbon fiber tunnels or, you know, all this, you know, how far can you take the power and the lightweight thing? Because we know that that's our most important stuff, right?
Ratio.
Power and weight and power to weight ratio
that's
and rotating mass
the,
and all that kind of stuff, right? We know that that's the ticket. That's the key, right? So they're just going to keep pushing that as far as they possibly can. And I mean, obviously, Polaris being at the forefront of the lightweight stuff, I feel that they've probably pushed that and things have broken and they've had to change and pivot and whatever, right? So, like, I think you're going to continue to see that evolution of that.
Right. Well, you know, they got a little bit.
Be some really expensive bastards.
They went back and actually, I think a little bit, they got really, really light. Things started kind of breaking. They've actually came back, I think, like the ones we're riding right now are actually, of course, the boost is a little heavier.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they've kind of moved back on that. So, because there's kind of a limit to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When everybody was punching knees through the plastics and different things like that, I think they kind of realized, I think we're shaving them a little too thin.
You
got to
toughen them up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shaving them a little too thin.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. To see. I mean,
it's always my favorite question, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it's exciting. It's so cool to see. You know, obviously, well, I don't have the timeline as you, but it's so. And I mean, obviously, I'm super biased because we all are because of how much we love this sport. But it's just it's so sick, like what these sleds are capable of right now, right? Like,
well, you guys are young. There's a lot ahead. There's a lot ahead of you,
right? Yeah, I don't know. That's an interesting concept to think about for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's cool.
What do you think they're going to? Electric. Hovercraft?
Well, electric will be.
There was no
cabs on them. They're going to put enclosed cabs on these babies or what? Roll cages?
Well, so that's what the Rangers with tracks are, I guess. That's where that's at.
Yeah.
There was an ORV show I went to last year. I think it may have been the one in Nashville where they have their prototypes in the back. There was an electric snowmobile prototype.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard about
the one. It's not a matter of if they're going to do it. It's a matter of
when.
Yeah, they're coming.
Oh, yeah. Sure. I'm sure.
I mean, because a lot of people can charge a snowmobile to cabin, you know?
Yeah.
They'll find a way.
Well, they're gonna they will.
They will. But as of right now, just like the car, they're heavy because the battery package. They just can't.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. It's a fun game to play, that's for sure.
Everything's got its purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Point its use.
Yep. Yep. Well, cool. What are we sitting at on time? 50 already? Yeah. Oh, that went by faster than the first one, I feel.
Ramble.
Cool. Well, I think we can go ahead and begin to wrap this episode up. Was there any points you guys wanted to touch on for anything?
Snow checks done March 27th.
Okay. So.
Yep. Is there
get
any
your order in, Kobe?
I'll work on it.
Is there any snow check onlys? Like you can only get them snow checking them, or
yeah, so limit not on very many stock. I don't know if you're going to really find stock boost or 9R.
Okay,
very much.
That's what I was wondering.
The 3 1/4 track, you're still going to only snow check.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a better deal on snow check. You get your warranty. You'll get your 2-year
on. You do. Yes, I understand that. But then if you, you know, and then if the market's flooded, though, and they're dumping sleds for, you know, where that goes. That's a chance
one.
You take. That's
you
a chance you take.
You haven't missed one with me yet.
That's a take.
So.
Yeah. Cool. Did you have anything?
Yeah. Just want to basically wrap up my Snowmobile season. For the year, I headed back to California in the morning, so 11-hour drive. I want to say thanks to all the badass sponsors that we're lucky to work with. There's some people out there that we've gotten really close with, have brought us into their homes, personal life, you know, we've been was in the kitchen with their kids, you know, and all this stuff. We've roomed with different guys. I've been in the cabin with different people, you know, that we work with, and it's just really cool to be able to work with all those companies, rep everything that they pour their heart and soul into. I try to, you know, tear everything that I can up of their products, and they withstand it. So that's awesome that we can work with companies like that. Super cool to work with you guys, obviously. Thanks to Jeff for putting up with me. He does killer work on the podcast. Yeah. Super cool season. What is this one? 3 or 4?
I think this is 3.
Yeah. Season 3.
Season 3 of the podcast.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Pretty cool wrapping that up. Thank you for all your hard work, Jeff. It's killer. You, it's always killer hanging out. You're getting things done, man. You're growing this. It's awesome. So always here to back you guys, support you guys, and everything.
It wouldn't happen without the team.
Sad that I'm leaving, but I'll be there in spirit. Yep. You guys keep tearing it up, and Justin, thank you for everything. Dealership, everything's awesome. My sled this year has been phenomenal. I have no complaints with you guys. Anytime I come into this shop, everybody drops their tools. You drop everything, help me. So, parts guys, counter, uncle. Love him.
Yep.
And super good place to buy sleds from. I couldn't ask for a better experience to, you know, come home from work. I'm working with my dad all the time. He helps me with
my helper's
so.
Leaving me here in about one day.
Yep.
So
I
want to thank Kobe for coming back. He's been helping me feed cows. We went through a pretty little rough cold spell.
Yeah, negatives.
We had a lot of calves in the shop and in our heat box. So
a lot of froze ears
this year. It was good that he was here, but he still got to go a lot of snowmobile trips with you guys. So hopefully next year, pray for snow.
Yeah.
Right? And a little better, longer season.
Yep.
This one's going to get wiped out here a little bit quick, I'm afraid.
Yep.
So
Unfortunately.
Yep.
That's how it's looking up. But, yeah, thanks to everybody for a killer season.
Yeah.
All the people that hosted us, the lodges, the phenomenal places we've eaten and stayed at, and all the hospitality is awesome.
Minus the lack of snow, I mean, it's probably been, you know, my favorite season. We've checked
the best
a lot
season
of,
yet. They always get better.
Yep, we've checked a lot of boxes as far as locations and people and experiences all together. I mean, not too crazy blow or pow, but the overall season has been.
We sure found it though.
One for the books for sure. So, and yeah, I mean, I didn't really want to touch on it too much just because I'm not going to cry, but, you know, it sucks.
Yeah, it's
a
tough subject.
You're such an important part to the four piece of the team. And you mean a lot to me from a business standpoint. You mean a lot to me personally as well. And it sucks to see you go, but it's also cool at the same time that, you know, you did get the time that you have.
Yeah, super sick.
You know, you got to play not too much of a role in the build process. We had most of ours done by the time you got here, but you and I spent quite a bit of time building yours at Shea's shop and stuff, and then obviously all the writing and whatnot.
Filming. And
yeah, I mean, it's in all the podcast episodes. And
it's a really big year this year.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, I mean, you are Sledsend. You know, I can say it to all three of you, Sledsend wouldn't be what it is if you weren't a part of it. You know what I mean? So
100%.
I was telling Jeff that probably one of my favorite attributes about you as far as like on the business front of Sledsend is I think that you're probably our best like networking tool.
Oh yeah.
Everywhere we go, every single time, anytime I've been with you on a trip, I mean, you've brought at each place at least like in person like five or six people to Sledsend, to the discounts, the sponsors, to listen to the podcast. Yep. And whatnot. It's a double-edged sword. I mean, you know, it's really good because you talk a lot and you share the message, and it's really bad because sometimes you don't
you
shut
have
up
to listen to it. And the thing is though, is like you got to listen to it every single like weekend, you know. It's like, not that it's my sales pitch, but it's just like, you know, we kind of do got to plug ourselves a little bit, and I like to do it a lot. Yep. And every weekend when I find somebody, I'm like, hey, stick it out there, you know.
Yep.
Stick your neck out there and see what happens.
It's important.
It's what, you know, we do the same thing for Justin all the time. I don't know how many, but Dad sure sells a lot of sleds for, you know, a lot of his people. He's always advocating for grain growers. He's probably their number one best salesman, mm-hmm. you know. So.
Yep, absolutely.
Just advocate for the people that, well, you're the, not what I mean. I was just about to give him some light, but then now he's hating on me.
Yeah.
I was just about to say, you know, you got to stick up for the people that scratch your back every once in a while. So.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Are you coming back at all this summer or?
Yeah, I'm sure. I got some weddings and stuff I'm probably going to have to try to make. So.
Okay. Well, I don't really want to wait until heydays to see you again, but
yeah.
If I have to, I have to.
No, yeah. I'll fly back. I'll fly back for a weekend or two here and there. So I'll be back. But it'll be a really busy season. It'll be my busiest yet down there. Yeah. So biggest season for sure. Yeah. I think every season from here on out for my career will probably be my biggest and hardest yet. So, yep, year
the
two
of it.
Just stay alive and
yeah, let's hope so.
Make money while I'm at it. Yeah. You know, keep 100%. The farmers happy.
Cool. Well, do we, Justin? Do you have a question that you want to ask the listeners and viewers? You had to have known it was coming.
I did.
You get to do it now because I got me on the last one. So there you go.
Honestly, about the only thing I got sitting around, snow check.
Yeah.
The last two, three years.
When are you going to call me to snow check? Yeah, that's his question.
I'm going to hit you before you leave. no. So ever since the chaos came out, sales have gradually increased for the chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Pro has fallen off the backside a little bit. You still got some people who will always go pro RMK. Some people like Cliff, who pretty much will be chaos the rest of his life, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to hear why from people. Why you like the pro? Why you like the chaos?
Yep.
I think I've about heard it all, but.
You know who you're probably going to get to switch, though? Is I think Tate. I think if he snow checks another one, he's going to do a 9R Pro 155.
Yeah, and that one actually surprised me pretty good.
I see it, though, and I understand what he's saying because I always was telling everybody, you know, the only complaint that I would have about my chaos, which it's not bad, but when it gets on its tail, it does this. It really fishtails. Like when you're going up over a hill, like a big rolling deal, it's normally not just like pull, pull, pull. It's more like, whoa, 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 here we go, whoop, and again, you know, and then up and around and down and all over the place. And like Tate said, he goes, actually with that pro, he goes, the son of a gun just kind of stays right there. He goes, but with the 155, he goes, if I need, he was bringing that thing up over all day.
Yeah, he was.
He'd never done as many bow ties or 180, you know, flip, what re-entries that you call them. And He'd never done any of that. And then that day he was just like crushing it. And he's like, I love this sled. Holy crap. This thing's so much better than, I don't know why. I don't know if he's buying that one or if he's snow checking one, but he's going to get one of those. I think with the pro is what he told me.
Yeah. Sweet.
He just said, he's like, I feel so much better on this pro. Everything's smoother. I'm like, well, there you go. There's a pro guy from, he went to Chaos, didn't really care for it.
Well, they're actually getting them ironed down a little bit, too, I'm thinking, because if you actually look at some of the specs, the pro and the Chaos, there's not.
They're closer than they used to be.
Yes, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the same.
They kind of chummed them back in there.
Rail profile.
Yeah.
Only, only difference is the shock and the limiter strap.
Yep. Yep.
The front center shock.
Yeah. Some of the stuff that was different on the first ones is not, that basically is like the pro, just with the other, so.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, once you got away from the Axis body, it seemed to, it wasn't quite as different.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, cool. Thank you guys for being here, being a part of this episode. And
thank you for having me
on. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Pleasure as always.
So. Of course. Yeah, it was a good episode. All right, we'll wrap it up.
That's your second year in a row, first snow check spot, just so you know.
What's that?
That's your second year in a row getting my first snow check spot.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Good stuff.
Let's keep it coming.
Nice. You go, well, let's keep it coming.
I texted you when you were still in Dallas.
I know.
So, with what I wanted. So, well, good stuff. Cool. Sledson listeners, thank you guys for tuning in on this episode, and we'll catch you guys on the next one.
See you guys next season.